Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Mem Zayin, the 47th psalm in the book of Tehillim. This is a short but memorable Mizmor. It is something which comes up in our davening at a very interesting point in juncture. So as we go through this Mizmor, let's think to ourselves, what festival, what Moed does this remind us of? So let's jump straight into it. It is actually, in terms of structure and overview, 10 psukim long and divided into three very neat sections. The first pasuk, of course, is the Koteves, which is the header, the inscription. Lamnatzech livnei Korach mizmor. It is for the conductors, to the children of Korach, a psalm. And this, of course, fits into the same structure as what we've been seeing from Mem Beis onwards, from 42 onwards, which is the Bnei Korach mizmorim, which seem to be focused on the future. That should be a clue to trying to think about what this is referring to. The first section is from Pasuk Beis to Hay, 2 to 5, which calls upon all the nations to celebrate the kingship of Hashem. The next section is 6 to 8, which is Vav to Ches, calling upon those who all present to sing in the honor of Hashem's kingship. And finally, it closes the Pesukim Tes to Yud, which is how Hashem rules over the whole earth and all the nations gather to accept his yoke. And what is interesting is that these three sections, barring the Koteves, barring the inscription, are in fact in diminishing length. So it goes 4 psukim, 3 psukim, 2 psukim. That's 9 psukim all together. And of course, the first one is the Koteves. Now, it is interesting also as an overview that the name Elohim, Hashem's name, which expresses itself in the Balakochas Kulam, that he controls all powers in this world, is expressed 7 times in this Mizmor. And the idea of song, singing to Hashem, Zameru, Zamru, Lavaskil, Zameru, is mentioned 7 times too. The central theme of this Mizmor seems to be we're at some sort of celebration where there's a massive, wide acceptance of Hashem as the king over the whole world. And everybody's celebrating that. And the language is similar to the coronation of an earthly king in terms of describing a ritual, describing a particular practice which is going on. So for instance, the big first section is called, the narrator calls upon all the nations around to accept and pay homage to Hashem, to calling all the nations in the world. So it says, all the nations, clap your hands, and or blow the instruments, and call out to Hashem in a sound of song. Then it describes that moment where, so to speak, the king is sitting on his throne, and at that moment, Allah Elohim bistru, oh Hashem b'kol shofar, and all the horn sound, the trumpet sound, and everybody, Zamru Elohim Zameru, Zamru Malkeinu Zameru, everybody shall sing out and cry out to Hashem at this momentous time as the king takes his seat on the throne. And that's obviously the metaphoric description. It is the allegorical description of Hashem when he takes power over this world. And finally, the last closing, the really couplet, is about how Hashem rules over the world. Malach Elohim al Goyim Elohim Yashav al Kisei Kodshoi, which is fascinating. It's also in the past tense at this point in time. Hashem almost always had the power over the world. In terms of events behind this Mizmor, it's not so simple as to what this could be referring to. So on the one hand, it could be when perhaps Israel, as a nation, vanquished its first set of foes. Maybe upon the conquest of the land, they all gathered together, and in unison, they praised Hashem for that moment. That's what it could be. It could also be that it might have been when the Aron, the Ark, was brought to Jerusalem, which was a moment where it was so imminently clear that Hashem was in control that everybody called out and cried out to Hashem. But many of them, fortunately, the Ben Ezra, the Radak, the Malbim, all point to the future, and they say this is not referring to something which did happen, but rather something which will happen. This is referring to the times of Mashiach, perhaps after the war of Gog and Magog, the apocalyptic battle at the end of time, and this is when we want to be coronating Hashem, where we want it to be imminent that Hashem is in power and in control of this world. In terms of the place of the way this appears in our tefillah, this should be something familiar at this point in time. This is the Mizmor, which many communities say before they blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah morning on both days. So after Kriyas HaTorah, after the Haftorah is done, then what happens is the community all stands up and says this Mizmor 7 times over. 7 is an interesting number again. Remember, Hashem's name is 7 times mentioned. The singing out to Hashem is mentioned 7 times in this Mizmor in different languages. When we escort, so to speak, the divine presence back out after the end of Yom Kippur, and we say Hashem Hu HaElokim, that recognition or the imminence of Hashem, we say it seven times as we escorted back through the seven heavens. There's a certain idea of the imminence of Hashem being welcomed in here. And that's exactly what the shofar is doing. The shofar is expressing that the king is in town. We're blowing the trumpets here to announce the arrival and the coronation of the king. And once a year, we coronate the king. Once a year, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just something we talk about. It's not just something we pay homage to. He is the power and force behind all of our lives and our mission. Of course, the word kaf, tikul kaf, which is used in this mizmor, is of asking to clap hands. Kaf is the gematria of 100, which of course is so to speak, in a certain sense, is a remez, is a hint to the 100 blasts of the shofar said in Rosh Hashanah. It should also not be lost on us that many of the psukim over here are referenced in the musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So for instance, Allah Elohim bisrua Hashem b'kol shofar, Hashem arises in the blowing of the shofar, is one of the psukim quoted as one of the psukim for the section of shofros in the musaf section of Rosh Hashanah's musaf. And also bracha at the end of Malchios about the kingship of Hashem is actually borrowed from this pasuk ches ki melech kol haaretz Elohim. Hashem is the king over the whole earth. That's how we have the bracha, melech kol haaretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Hashem sanctifies the day of remembrance. In terms of psukim in the spotlight, just briefly, one interesting pasuk is that actual pasuk itself, pasuk vav, which describes Ola Elohim Yisrael, that Hashem goes up in a shofar. The Darkei Moshe of Moshe Isselis in his Halacha compendium on the tour actually notes that that's the reason why the shofar needs to be blown upwards. Ya'afoich ha-shofar le'malo. The shofar should be pointing upwards. And that's why, because of this idea that Hashem ascends through the blast of the shofar. Fascinating halachic perspective on this. Last pasuk we're going to focus on now is pasuk Yud, the last pasuk, which is Nedivei Amim Ne'asofu Am Elokei Avraham. It's referring to the Nedivei Amim, the people who are, the great peoples are gathered around, and they are the ones who are volunteering for the gods of Abraham. So what's going on over here? The Gemara in Chagig actually says a very fascinating thing on Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says is describing a pasuk in Shir Hashir, and says Ma yafu pa'amech b'ana olim bas nadiv. How beautiful are your steps in your shoes, the daughter who is a volunteering young lady. What is it referring to? The Gemara says Kama no'in raglehon shel Yisrael b'shashu olin leregel. That it's referring to the nation of Israel as they make their way up to Yerushalayim on the three festivals. It is referring to their footsteps as HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates their commitment, their going to Jerusalem. And therefore, he says, what does it mean, Bas Nadiv? Why is that pasuk referred to a daughter of voluntary virtue? Because as the Gemara continues to say, quoting our pasuk, because Nidivei Aminu Ne'asafu, is that Avraham Avinu was the one who in a certain sense set out the idea of volunteerism, the idea of finding Hashem. Unlike the other patriarchs who in a certain sense were born into it, Avraham Avinu was the one who chose to set out. He was the continual lech lecha, the continual walker, the continual perpetual finder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what we're referring to over here, is that it's the Nedivei Amim. Those who care to walk out of their comfort zone are the ones who are going to gather around the Elokei Avraham when they celebrate his return in imminence. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.